All right, Wrestling with Theology fans, this is Pastor Doug Minton here with you in the new year, a new book for Digging Deeper. We're going to spend this year of 2025 looking at the book of Deuteronomy. Now, Deuteronomy is one of those books where it's like, it seems like there's not a whole lot to talk about, with the exception of the fact that it is somewhat of a recap of what happens between Exodus and Numbers. So there's a lot of repeats through there, a lot of things we will go back and look at. But I want to start off by reading what Dr. Kyle from the Kyle Dalich commentary series and all of that says about Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy is a hortatory description, explanation, and enforcement of the most essential contents of the covenant revelation and covenant laws, with emphatic prominence given to the spiritual principle of the law and its fulfillment, and with the further development of the ecclesiastical, judicial, political, and civil organization, which was intended as a permanent foundation for the life and well-being of the people in the land of Canaan. All right, a lot of big words there, but Deuteronomy is a series of sermons that Moses speaks to reinforce the law as it has been given by him throughout the 40 years of wandering from Mount Sinai. This is the ecclesiastical, the churchly, the priestly, ceremonial law. This is the judicial, political, civil laws. This is also the moral laws, all of which are intended to be a permanent foundation for the life of the people as the nation of God in the promised land. Dr. Harstead, who wrote the Concordia commentary on Deuteronomy, focuses on the fifth, that Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Torah. Like the fifth or quintessence that followed the four ancient elements, Deuteronomy comes after the four elemental books of Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. To a greater degree than each of the other four books of Moses, Deuteronomy encapsulates the essence of the entire Torah. From its position after those four books, Deuteronomy looks back at Genesis through Numbers, distills their content, and adds the element of exhortation in the addresses of Moses to the people. This fifth book embodies, epitomizes, and exhorts the message of the whole Torah, and thus serves as the quintessential book of the Torah. So basically, Deuteronomy, if you want to read any of the Torah, you want to know what the focus of the Torah is, you read Deuteronomy. It'll send you back through all the rest of it, but it's all encapsulated there. We would almost think of it, well, in my generation at least, as the Cliff Notes, but with much greater detail. All right, so Jesus uses Deuteronomy throughout his ministry in the Gospels to testify to its essential nature. He cites Deuteronomy more than any of the other four books of the Pentateuch. All three times in the wilderness, in the temptation with Satan, he quotes from Deuteronomy. The letters of Paul demonstrate that he viewed Deuteronomy as an essential and quintessential book. Paul quotes to Deuteronomy at least 55 times in his letters. Kaiser counts 103 allusions or references to Deuteronomy in the Gospel of John alone. Every author of the New Testament quotes or alludes to Deuteronomy. This is how important it is. But it's not just for us looking back over the course of time. Even in the midst of the intertestamental period, the Qumran community saw Deuteronomy as one of the greatest books, evidenced by the large number of texts from Deuteronomy that are found among the Dead Sea Scrolls. Fragments from 28 copies of Deuteronomy were found. Only the book of Psalms are better represented with fragments from 36 copies. So Deuteronomy stands with Isaiah and the Psalms as the most popular biblical books at Qumran. So Harstead goes on to say what Romans and the Gospel of John are to the New Testament, Deuteronomy is to the Old Testament. Deuteronomy and Romans are the most systematic presentations of truth in their respective testaments. Deuteronomy and John's Gospels are the two great theological manifestos calling for faith, love, and loyalty on the basis of God's grace. This is why Deuteronomy is so important. Deuteronomy helps us see the six levels of the Mosaic Covenant, kind of like a concentric circles going out, starting off with the Ten Commandments at the very core, because you really can't have the Mosaic Covenant without the Ten Words. Then you have the Book of the Covenant, which encapsulates those in Exodus 20, verse 22 through 23, verse 19. Then you have the Book of the Worship, Tabernacle, and Priesthood in Exodus chapters 25 through 40. Then you have, outside of that, the liturgical holiness of the covenant nation in Leviticus. Then the legislative portions of Numbers. And then all of it encapsulated by the exhortation for faithful obedience in Deuteronomy. So now we have an idea of what Deuteronomy is all about. But Deuteronomy also has a couple other things going on with it. From the vital remnant of Israel in the Holy Land, God himself will raise up the prophet. You know, Deuteronomy 18:18. Also Acts 3:22-26. The prophet and seed will bless all people according to the promise to Abraham and the pledge that cast hope across all the pages of the Old Testament. He will establish the new covenant by his blood, something that all the blood of the sacrificial animals sacrificed in the Mosaic covenant could not achieve. The prophets and the rest of the Old Testament keep alive essential things articulated by Moses and apply them to the succeeding generations of Israel. That is true not only of the books that many call the Deuteronomic history, but also the books throughout the prophets and the writings. So Deuteronomy forms a basis for the rest of the Old Testament, whether it's as it's called the Deuteronomic history, which is basically Joshua, Judges, 1 and 2 Samuel, 1 and 2 Kings, but throughout all the prophets and the writings. So you get the entirety there. As a whole, the book of Deuteronomy may be regarded quite legitimately as a popular promulgation of the spiritual and moral issues inherent in the covenant relation at Revelation at Sinai. That statement serves as the gist of Deuteronomy, a book whose message is urgent and practical for the covenant people about to inherit their promised land. But the Christian church is now that people as we await our eternal inheritance in Christ. So as Harstad finishes up his kind of overview of the book of Deuteronomy, he reminds us that we in the Christian church, who are still in the church militant, are just like the Israelites standing on the east side of the Jordan River, waiting to enter in the promised land. We are waiting, as the hymns tell us, especially those that get our minds focused on heaven, that we are waiting also to cross Jordan, not into a geographical land of Palestine, but into the eternal kingdom of our God. This is why Deuteronomy is important and practical to us. And this is why I hope you enjoy this year-long study of the book of Deuteronomy. And many times these will be, like this introductory one, a shorter one, but it is still packed with all kinds of good knowledge to keep us focused on why Deuteronomy is as important as it is. So we'll get into the text next week. Until then, this is Pastor Doug Minton, thanking you for being here, supporting the podcast in this new year as we go through this new book in our studies, that it may bless you as you stand on this side of the spiritual Jordan, waiting for to achieve the inheritance that is there on the other side. And through that, we study to be able to be equipped to wrestle with the theology around us today and always. Amen.